Network presents Eddie Condon's 40th Jazz Concert. Today, Eddie dedicates the program to one of the great names in American music, a name that's shared by a couple of fellows named Dorsey. In the rhythm section are pianist Jess Stacy, bassist Sid Weiss, and percussionist George Wetling. Billy Butterfield is playing the trumpet, Ernie Caceres is playing baritone sax, and on clarinet and trombone, respectively, are Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey. And the song they're playing was the number one item in the repertoire of the Dorsey Brothers' famous orchestra, Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over the Western Hemisphere. And hello out there, wherever you are, to Allied servicemen and women all around the world listening to this recital through military radio facilities. This kind of music is an exclusively American art form. In fact, Reader's Digest says this music is our nation's major contribution to the world's culture. In each community all over America, it has been customary for a generation or more for teenage kids to organize their own little neighborhood jazz bands. Out of just such a group in the town of Lansford, Pennsylvania, came the Dorsey Brothers. They were scarcely out of short pants when they were attracting nationwide attention with a band they called the Scranton Sirens. Jimmy and Tommy have come a long way since the days of the Scranton Sirens, and their success is an inspiration to all teenage kids interested in the music of America. That's the end of the program note for today. And this is where that music we've been talking about begins, because here comes Mr. Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we've got those Dorothy brothers on our hands this afternoon. I remember that they invaded Chicago some years back. They came to town with a fellow named Bix Beiderbecke. They were all in Paul Whiteman's orchestra. After hours, we all used to go to a place on State Street called the Three Deuces. I guess that must have been where I first heard them play Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. We're going to do it now. We'll take two on it. Are you ready? One, two.
Mind if I say something at this point?
Why, it's Jimmy Dorsey. Go right ahead, Jimmy.
Early one morning, back in the days of the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Willie the Lion Smith brought me way uptown to a place called the Catagonia Club. Willie wanted me to hear a soprano saxophone player, and I've been making a point to listen to that saxophonist ever since, because it turned out to be Sidney Bechet. Today, Sidney's going to play China Boy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sidney Bechet. Sidney, you're a bullseye specialist. That's a cinch. On the premises this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, we have an old Dorsey alumnus named Max Kaminsky. Max is going to sit in with Jimmy and Tommy and the rest of the mob. The net effect might be something like the band Tommy used to call his clam bake seven. The song is I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me. Troop and I always say thanks to Tommy and Dorothy for introducing us to Plunkett's, which used to be a favorite clubhouse for New York musicians. The Dorsey brothers were both members in good standing. As a matter of fact, Tommy's standing was so good that the club was actually listed in the phone book as the Trombone Club. There was no entertainment at Plunkett's other than that provided by the customers themselves. Sometimes, if the right customers happened to be handy, you'd hear them play some pretty good music. By way of example, we're going to hear the senior class of Plunkett's play the class anthem, the Royal Garden Blues. I'll be ready. One, two. I think that the logical man to tell you about this next composition is Tommy Dorsey.
Thank you very much, Eddie. I don't know about that business of the standing at Plunkett's. I don't remember any of us being able to stand.
That's true.
But seriously, Eddie, it was just about a week ago that it was my pleasure as a music publisher to accept a new song titled Any Old Time. Bud Livingston, who was in my class at Plunkett's, wrote the melody.
He's dismissed. Yes.
Any Old Time is going to get proper attention today because it's going to be sung by one of the best singers I know, Miss Lee Wiley.
Any old time, I'm feeling blue. Any old time without you. joys we knew. Any old time I'm feeling low. Any old time as you know. I start longing, can't stop longing, 'cause I love you so. You know to love is only human. To forgive divine. But don't you worry, darling. Baby, you can do your heart to mine. So any old time I'm feeling blue.
Incidentally, that little trombone effect there was by Tommy Dorsey, both trombonist and publisher. Last week, by the way, Tommy appeared as guest soloist with Tchaikovsky in the New York Philharmonic Symphony at the New York Civic Theater. Mayor Lagarde was sitting there in the second row. The only reason that he was in the second row, he couldn't get to the first. Now, Fred Robbins, what row are we in now?
Well, Edward, while the music stands are cleared away for a barefoot sonata with Mrs. Dorsey's two big boys, I want to tell you what's apt to happen next week at the same time on these same blue stations. First of all, Red McKenzie's going to sing Can't We Be Friends. Jess Stacy's going to solo on the Steinway. And I hear tell that one of these days, Joe Bushkin's going to be around, as well as Bobby Hackett. Next week also, Lee Wiley and Sidney Bechet and Ernie Caceres and the rest of the mob will be here to put on a little music in the USA manner. Music that you can refer to as Americandan music. Ready, Edward?
Oui.
Let's go.
Chess, are you ready?
Take it.
Jazz Concerts are produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Robinson. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.